This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Good morning, church. There's not much to say about me. That's why I love the fact that nothing is said. Net om vir julle te sê, ek kan daarom Afrikaans praat ook, maar ek nou vanmorgen in Engels spreek. So lekker om saam met julle te wees. Just a short background. Deline, wonderful wife. We've been married 43 years. And God has been blessing me with a wonderful wife. We've been in full-time ministry for 34 years in Vanderbijl Park, Gauteng. And have now relocated to the Western Cape. We live in Onrus. We love the Lord. We love His church, we love God's people, and we love the world. The unsaved people. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." We have a passion to see the unsaved get saved and experience the Father's love. It is a joy to be with you, and for those who do not know and understand it, today is Pentecost Sunday. Thank you, Pastor Andres, in his absence, for the great privilege to share the Word of God. While we were worshiping, I was just so aware of two things in this place this morning. I sense a deep hunger for God and His Word amongst God's people. We've been fellowshipping here for 2 or 3 weeks, but I sense that there is a deep hunger for God and His Word. And I also sense a deep desire for intimacy with God. There is nothing like the presence of God. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is actually, in a real sense, an outpouring of God's love. For God so loved the world, He poured out His Holy Spirit upon the believers that we may be equipped to go out and reach the world and the lost, and tell about Jesus and the love of the Father. Just want to say thank you to the worship team, showing up week after week with such incredible worship. This morning, thank you for the worship team. Let's give God a praise offering for raising up such a team in this church. God's transforming power working in our lives when we worship. While we are worshiping, God is doing wonderful things. So thank you to the worship team. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is life. Thank you that your word is truth. And as we open up your word in this place, change our hearts. Change our minds and change our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. While the word goes out, I believe God is busy working in and through us. And I just want to share a message that God has laid upon my heart for today. Today, Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost is the festival when Christians celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit working in and through us. Without the Holy Spirit, I would be nothing. I would not be able to share. So I'm not standing alone, but I have the Holy Spirit as comforter working alongside of me, encouraging me, encouraging each one of us to walk and do what God has called us to do. It is a celebration of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the early church, the early followers of Jesus. Christians across the world will celebrate Pentecost today. All over the world, people are celebrating Pentecost. Today, I'll reflect on the spiritual significance of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the presence and power of the Spirit working in our lives. Peter preached a sermon to help people understand what is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit about. What had it happened? And in this sermon, he cited a portion of a prophecy from Joel. And I'm just going to read that. I read it from Acts chapter 2, verse 17 to 18. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. I love that. Old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my Spirit even on my servants, men and women alike. God is not a respecter of person, of people. God says, I will pour out my Spirit on those who have a desire to receive it. And they will prophesy, says the Word. And also in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You will receive dynamite power to be my witnesses. You will be equipped to be my witnesses. We must understand that this, the community of God's people, is central to God's work in the world. The community of God's people here this morning, you are central to God's work working in the world. Therefore, Pentecost invites us to consider our own participation in the fellowship, in the worship, and in the mission of the church. Reconsider your participation in this body, local body of Christ. Are you just a spectator, or are you part of the body, worshiping and exalting God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? It is time to renew our commitment to live as an essential member of the church. You need to make a new commitment maybe this morning. Lord, I will make this commitment to live as an essential member of the church, using our gifts to build the church and share the love and life of Jesus. We need to share the love and life of Jesus. I believe there is a call on the church and every believer to live a life of greater fruitfulness. And this is the title of my message this morning, Greater Fruitfulness. Dat ons meer vrug sal begin dra. We have not been called to be successful, but to be fruitful. I'm going to say this again, because the whole world is just focused on being successful. But we as the body of Christ, we as the believers, those who have been called by His name, I'm going to repeat what I've been saying. We've not been called to be successful. And there's nothing wrong for being successful. Nothing wrong. But that's not our aim. Our aim, we've been called to become fruitful in the kingdom of God. Success is here today, but it can be gone tomorrow. Read the newspapers. We have been called to be fruitful, bearing much fruit, greater fruitfulness. Jesus says in John 15, verse 8, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. We used to sing that song, Ancient of Days. Who knows that song? All the older folk. Ancient of Days, you can go and read in Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, and you can also go and read Isaiah chapter 9. It's good to read those portions in Scripture. His kingdom shall reign over all the earth. To the ends of the earth, his kingdom shall reign, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and his kingdom, to his kingdom, there shall be no end. God is busy raising up his kingdom, establishing his kingdom. His kingdom is nothing else than where the Lord reigns. There is kingdom. Daar word sy koninkryk gevestig. Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2. I love this scripture. Arise, shine. And it's a scripture encouraging each one of us this morning. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and we see it. Deep darkness, the people, we see it. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. His glory will appear upon you. That people will see the glory of the Lord shining from you. We've been called to preach the gospel. But if necessary, use words. Let the people, let your face. I haven't got that kind of face. Ek lyk altyd so baie Noors. En ek net vir julle sê, as julle my hier sien, ek is nie Noors nie. Ek is maar my gesig. Kom kyk na my hart. My hart is iets anders. I look like a grumpy old man. But I'm not. I love the Lord. And I love his word. We have come to the time of the greatest conflict between light and darkness. And the key to living in this life is to daily experience the key to living in this life, the key to daily living in, to live daily in this life is to experience the power and the presence of God and to live a life of greater fruitfulness. To experience the power of God working your life. To experience the presence of God. There is no substitute for the presence of God. No substitute. And I love when we worship, I just sense the presence of God in this place. God doing wonderful things while we worship. Our theme in our church, I come from a church in Vanderbijl Park, and we've planted that church 34 years ago. We started with 10 members, of which 5 was my family members. Myself, Deline, and 3 kids. But we started a church. We planted a church. So I know it's very difficult. Planting a church is not an easy thing. But God has been faithful. And our theme in that church, sharing the love and life of Jesus. And we are looking at ways how we can add value to people's lives. And even trust God for a greater fruitfulness in our own lives, because it's all about people. The gospel of Jesus Christ is all about people. Attracting the lost. Not just sitting Sunday after Sunday and being fed by the pastor. God's ultimate purpose and plan for our lives and for your life, for our lives as believers on earth, is to positively influence others to get to know and to love him. We need to positively influence others to know and to love him. Just by being around, Jesus can rub off on people. Just by being around people, they can sense, but there is something that is different. Do we carry Jesus well, or how do we carry him during this week? In the marketplace, what are we doing? Do they really see Jesus? Do they really experience Jesus in you? Is there a greater fruitfulness working in and through your life? Unless you clearly see this purpose for your life on earth, you will surely waste your life on other things and deeply regret it when you get to eternity. God has called you to influence everyone who touches your life. Church, hear the calling upon each one of you this morning. Sonder uitsondering, nie, daar is nie uitsondering. Without exception, you need to influence those, everyone who touches your life, your family members, your friends, your colleagues, even strangers and casual acquaintances. Wherever you go, whenever you go, you need to keep helping people take the next step in their relationship with God. That is why God is calling His church all over the world to a life of greater fruitfulness, because of the end time harvest that is coming. And let me say it again. There is a tremendous end time harvest coming. And God's kingdom will be established as never before. And if you're a believer, just say amen. That's still in hierdie kerk vir môre. As pastoor Andre spreek, dan sê julle baie meer amen en amen. Maar julle moet maar amen sê. Julle sê maar nie amen. If something is true, you need to say, yes, it's true. Amen. God is busy establishing His kingdom in Hermanus, in South Africa, in the whole world. God is establishing and doing wonderful things. I love the scripture in 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. It's my favorite scripture. It speaks of the sons of Issachar. The sons of Issachar understood the times and they knew what to do. The sons of Issachar understood the times and they knew what to do. Ek kom van Gauteng, wat is dit? Is nie gewind, is dit die wind? Is dit hoe hy kom? Miskien die Heilige Gees. The wind of the Holy Spirit just blowing. I love it. Ek is nog nie gewoond, ek het in ons bed gelê nou, ek en Delien, lê ons in die wind ruk, en ons is nie gewoond aan sulke winde wat so ruk nie. Toe sê ek vir haar, terwyl ons lê, so nou in die week wat so, toe sê ek vir haar, as hierdie dak nie stewig vas is nie, dan sien ons net hoe die maan en die sterre. Want ek voel vir my daai dak is nou besig om te gaan. The sons of Issachar understood the times and they knew what to do. There's a understanding that needs to come to the body of Christ. Understanding the ways of God, understanding the acts of God, understanding the word of God. There's a scripture in Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint or have no vision and run aimlessly. Where there is no vision. But the Amplified says, that same scripture, where there is no redemptive revelation of God, the people run aimlessly. Redemptive revelation is God revealing, and I believe the times have come that as the sons of Issachar, they understood the times and they knew what to do. God will bring revelation to show us what we need to do in the church. He will send revelation upon revelation. He will open up His heart and say, this is what I'm doing to establish my kingdom in this place and in this world. Where there is no redemptive. What is your redemptive calling? What is the calling that is placed upon your life? No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. Do you love Him? Who loves Jesus? Who loves God and His work, His Holy Spirit? Now, the scripture, the Bible says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for you. And for me, because He loves us. What is the redemptive calling upon this church? What is the redemptive calling Why were we saved? Why were we saved? To just be on our way, doing life together with other people? You were saved with specific calling upon your life. And you need to find out. You need to go on your knees and you need to say, God, what is my calling? As we look at the principle of the harvest in the New Testament, we read just one very simple but powerful statement. The harvest is the end of the age. Matthew chapter 13, verse 39. This present age is not going to last forever. Things are getting worse, and we are living in the last days. And do you really realize that we are living in the last days? Ons lewe in die laaste dae. Ons sien die tekens daarvan. Gaan lees die woord. Gaan kyk wat die woord vir jou sê. See what the word God is saying about the signs that we are experiencing right now. It's harvest time. We need to do all we can. Jy sien presies nou daar. Dan sê ek, it's harvest time. Ek moet dit eintlik uitpas sien. It's harvest time, church. People are being lost outside. And we are sitting as the Church of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit has been poured upon us to be witnesses for His kingdom's sake and for His name's sake. But we are holding back because there is an intimidation coming from the enemy. And I want to say, no spirit of intimidation will keep me back. When I will speak about Jesus and His kingdom, I will do that. You need to have that attitude. I'm so excited, for I believe a new gate is opening in the spirit as God is releasing a backlog of revelation and blessings. There is so much revelation coming in the time that we're in right now. Revelation upon revelation upon revelation. And let's not run after every revelation. Find out what the Word of God says. Go read the Word of God. It's safe. The call on the church is for greater fruitfulness. Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 to 23. I'm just quickly reading it. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of revelation that you may know Him better. I also pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. And this is what I've been praying for this service this morning, that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and is incomparably, nothing can compare with the great power for us who believe. It's a wonderful scripture. The power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and dwells in me this morning. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why we are celebrating Pentecost, is to say thank you for the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the Spirit. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 3, oh, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. Oh, that I may know Him. That's His desire. Is that your desire this morning? Oh, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection and in the fellowship of His sufferings. While He suffered, and when I go through difficult times, that I may use those times and say, Lord, thank you that I may even come closer to you through my sufferings. Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. That is your spiritual act of worship. Verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Don't go rush after being successful, but to be fruitful. Don't be conformed. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Growing in the knowledge of who God is and what His will is. That is what we need to do. There is a call from this pulpit this morning. Never stop growing in your spiritual passion for God. Never, never, never stop growing. Greater fruitfulness is what we're looking for. Greater fruitfulness in your life. Let us grow deeper in our worship experience. The worship this morning, it was so precious. But have you become a worshiper, or are you just singing the songs? Grow deeper in your worship experience, church. Grow deeper. Raise your hands and connect with God and connect with His Spirit through the worship. It's so easy to do it with this worship team. In our everyday life and relationship with others, add value to people. Add value. Do something. Say something. Grow deeper in your faith. In your faith life, Jesus said that Peter had a little faith, but that little faith enabled him to do the impossible. He walked on water. Have a deep desire and hunger for more of Jesus. More of Jesus, more of Jesus. Study the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Study the Word of God. You cannot just hear the word. You cannot just read the word. You cannot just speak the word. You need to obey the word of God. It's most important. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 27 says He will present to Himself a glorious church, not a defeated church. God's desire for us is to live a life of greater fruitfulness. It's all about making lives better. We need to develop a kind of thinking, and our prayer should be, Lord, how can I add value to the lives of those around me? It's my conviction that God is calling us to greater fruitfulness, and I will repeat it and repeat it as many times that I feel in my spirit to repeat it. We read in John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus say, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Much fruit. But we must understand that in order to bear fruit and even more fruit, we will all go through seasons of pruning. Ouch. Pruning is always very painful, very difficult. But with it, there are promises of a better and more fruitful tomorrow. When you prune a tree, that tree will become more fruitful. Remember, we all live to the glory of our Lord. God's pruning in our lives is not to harm us or to destroy us, but to make us bear more fruit. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Those are not plans to harm you or to destroy you, but those are plans to prosper you and give you a hope and a future. We have a hopeful future because of God working in and through us, through the plans that He has for each one of us. God has a plan for your life. Say it to your neighbor sitting next to you. Just say it. Greater fruitfulness always brings glory to God. Life is a journey. We all are on that journey. Ons is nie almal op dieselfde plek nie. Sometimes the journey has good times and sometimes the journey has bad times. Amen. There is a song that says, The God of on the mountain is still God in the valley. The God of the good times is still God in the bad times. Remember that, church. But God cares about each step we take on this journey. God cares about you. God cares about you. We must never forget that God is always with us through each step of the journey, even when it doesn't feel like it. God is still there and He cares deeply for us. He cares for you. He knows your name. He knows your circumstance. He knows your battle that you're fighting this morning. Matthew chapter 10, if He watches over the sparrow, how much greater must His concern be for us? God van die mossie, maar Hy sorg vir elkeen van ons. We are all guaranteed a journey, but things work out differently for each one of us. Life can truly be difficult sometimes, and we get discouraged. Yeah, we get discouraged. And we feel like giving up and walking away from God, but don't let discouragement, hopelessness, and despair become part of your life. Fight it with everything that you have, because God's power is working through and in you. Fight it. Fight discouragement. Fight depression. Stand up. Say, God, I don't feel like standing up this morning. I don't feel like doing my work, but God, I'm doing it in the knowing that You understand and You will give me the grace to continue. We feel very alone, and God must even feel very distant at times. Take your full of you of the Here so ver weg van jou af. Praat ek met die regte mense? But I believe that everything we go through is the working out of greater fruitfulness in our lives. We are not living for this world, we are living for eternity. Amen? We are not living for this world, we are living for eternity. Jesus, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let us keep our focus on Him, the author and perfecter of our faith. The Amplified Version says, let us keep our eyes on Him and not on the circumstances. Go read it. Taking your eyes off that which distracts and bring your eyes back on Him. Jesus, our Lord and Savior. This is the challenge. Greater fruitfulness during 2019 and the years ahead. As believers living in today's world, we need to refocus on Him, realign ourselves and His Word, and reconnect to His power. I believe that the leadership of Shofar has a passion to equip believers for greater fruitfulness. Make use of what's available to help you and on your way to greater fruitfulness. As our kursusse is, woon dit by, skakel in, equip yourselves. We read in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11, how Jesus gave the fivefold ministry to equip, it says, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. To equip the saints and to prepare God's people for greater works of service. There is nothing quite like seeing God's transforming power working in individuals, in families, and in the church and greater community. This church has been planted in this area, in die Oeverstrand. Ek weet nie hoe sê julle dit in Engels nie, Overstrand. Is that right? Overstrand, dit klink nie, klink vir my so'n bietjie net so'n snaakse woord. In die Oeverstrand, Shofar, God het Shofar hier geplaas. God het elkeen van julle geroep na hierdie liggaam toe. En Hy wil vir elkeen van julle vanmôre bevestig, dat jy het 'n rol om te speel. Jy is deel van hierdie gemeenskap van gelowiges. En ek wil vanmôre, sou dit by wyse van profesie wees, dan net sê, ek sien hoe God se gees oor hierdie gemeente gaan vaardig word in die maande en jare wat kom. God is going to establish something powerful in this place. People do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. People do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. Het jy hom gevolg? Het is nie oor wat ons weet nie. Het is hoeveel ons omgee. Het is nie vanmorgen oor wat ek weet nie. Het is, ek staan hier omdat ek omgee. Die omgee hart kom van die Vader af. Hy het dit in my hart kom plaas. Ek is 'n herder. Die Here wil elkeen van julle, hy is nie 'n aannemer van persoon nie. Ek is nie in 'n beter posisie as wat julle is wat daar sit nie. Ons is almal besig. We are all on this journey doing life together. Ons is amper klaar. Hulle sê, the saying goes, blessed are the short winded, for they shall be invited back. Ek moet nou pas op, ek moet nou. We actually need a revival. Nee, amen, weet ek nou nie mooi, waarvoor was dit nie? Maar goed, amen. Ek gaan land hoor aan busy. Ek gaan land. We actually need, all that I've said this morning, we actually need a revival of kindness. In the Overstrand, I believe that God is raising up people and he is busy bringing revival will come to this area. So sure as I'm standing here, my wife is sitting, standing here. I believe it. Through the years, I have witnessed the restoration of many broken people coming to salvation, finding Jesus as their Lord and Savior, still serving God faithfully today and still having a passion for even greater fruitfulness. Lord, you know that in my heart I have a deep desire for greater fruitfulness. That's maybe what you are saying right now. But right now I am fighting the enemy in my body. Maybe through some unknown sickness, infirmity. I am fighting the enemy in my finances. Some of you are going through financial crisis. I'm fighting the enemy in my family. It's not going well with my marriage. In my workplace, I'm fighting the enemy day after day. I'm fighting. All I need right now, Lord, is a breakthrough. Was toe Andries, hulle het my nuwe battery gegee. His name, and again, in my heart, I have a deep desire for greater fruitfulness, but I'm in a battle. And we sang this song, God is the God of miracles. I love that song, God is the God. His name is Baal Perazim, the God who breaks through. God can break through every circumstance. And he can create a breakthrough on your behalf. You trust him for your finances. You trust him for your marriage. You trust him for your body. The infirmity that's really, you're battling with it. Trust God. David sê met my, God spring ek oor 'n muur en loop ek 'n bende storm met my God.
submit to God and the enemy will flee. If you walk in submission to God and His word and to the calling upon your life, I believe the enemy will flee from you. We do have battles, all of us. We do have battles. But if there is a desire in your heart this morning as individual, this is not a corporate invitation. Just you make up your mind this morning to ask God to lead you into a life of greater fruitfulness. He will direct your paths. He will show you what to do, where to go, what to do, what not to say, what to say. He will direct your steps. He will order your steps. Where there is confusion this morning, God can take away the confusion. God is a God of order and not of confusion. And if you feel confusion in your life this morning, and you want to commit afresh, it's not making a new commitment. It's just saying, Lord, here am I. Work in and through me through your Holy Spirit to establish a life of greater fruitfulness. If that is you, and you want that, you earnestly desire it, then I will ask you to stand. Not corporately, individually, as you feel led through the word this morning that God has been speaking into your life. And you have a desire for greater fruitfulness in your life. I want to pray for you. If you're willing to stand, you're more welcome. Pray this prayer in your heart with me this morning. Father, it is my desire to live a fruitful life. Lord, I pray that you would help me overcome any area in my life that would hinder me from becoming more fruitful in serving you. Thank you that you have given me everything needed for greater fruitfulness. He has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. I pray that I may be a fruitful branch that bears much fruit and even more fruit. Take my life and work through me so that there may be an abundant spiritual harvest of many people coming to salvation. Lord, use me as an instrument to lead others to Christ. This I ask. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just take your seats for a while the music is just, love it. Thank you. Music. If there is anyone who have never received Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, just for a few moments, just see that this is sacred time. Somebody is wanting to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives, and you have never committed to a life of greater fruitfulness. In fact, you are battling. Can we just keep just for a while? Let's just for a while. Sorry, I don't want to bring confusion. I just want to give an opportunity for those who really need Jesus. If you have never committed your life, maybe today, this morning, is an opportunity. Because I've been coming to this church and I sense that every time there is an invitation for people to receive Jesus. Do you want to receive Jesus for the first time in your life? Is there anybody who can just raise your hand and... Great. God is good. To you all, may you experience times of refreshing coming from the Lord as you wholeheartedly serve Him with a fully devoted heart and live a life of greater fruitfulness. Amen. Baie dankie dat julle my ontvang het hier. 'N Vreemdeling hier uit Gauteng. Was wonderlik om saam met julle te wees. Julle gesigte het vir my dit baie makliker gemaak. En ek het dit so geniet. Wens net my vrou kon vanmôre saam met my bedien het. Ons bedien gewoonlik saam, maar Here seën u en mag u vorentoe hierdie week. May it be a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you once again now to the worship team. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.